We start today's program with the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office. The story of an MCSO deputy who was found dead earlier this month is getting stranger and stranger. A search warrant of Deputy Charlie Armendariz's home revealed not only drugs, but also a stash of IDs and driver's licenses and hundreds of hours of video footage he'd recorded himself making traffic stops. KJZZ's Jude Joffe Block has learned about new revelations in the case from some recently unsealed court documents, and she joins me now in studio. So, Jude, this investigation is being overseen by Judge Murray Snow. People know him as the judge in the racial profiling case against Sheriff Arpaio. So explain that for us.
Well, first of all, it's worth mentioning that this isn't the first connection that Deputy Armendariz has to the racial profiling case. He was a player in that case. Two of the plaintiffs who brought that suit alleged that he had unlawfully detained them. So he actually had to testify in that trial. He was mentioned in Judge Snow's findings. So this is somebody who's already in the court record already. But what happened is when the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office realized when they initiated their investigation and found what Armendariz had allegedly been doing, they brought that information to the court-appointed monitor and to the attention of the judge. Because the judge has issued sweeping changes to the office and is really the monitor is overseeing their operations, so this all became very relevant for that reason. And then there's the third reason, which is that Armendariz was filming himself making traffic stops, and that's the exact kind of evidence that would have really been exactly what would have been most useful, actually, in this case. But it doesn't seem like any of the parties or the judge knew that this kind of footage was available or existed. But this would have been very relevant to finding out, were they making proper traffic stops? Was race a factor in stopping people and using law enforcement decisions?
So what you're saying is it's very unlikely the higher-ups had any idea he was doing this? How weird is this that he was filming his own traffic stops?
What we found out from reading court transcripts, because there were a number of closed-door hearings about this initially that were only unsealed, and the transcripts were only unsealed on Friday. And so this is pretty new information for us. But in the last couple of weeks, there were some court hearings that dealt with this. And what came out is that it seems like MCSO did not have a policy about whether deputies could buy their own equipment and film themselves. And that seems like what Armendariz was doing. There were some agency-issued video cameras for cars, which he also had, but there didn't seem to be a policy necessarily for how to use those or how to collect that footage, or at least when Chief Deputy Sheridan was talking with the judge, he didn't know at that point where that footage was exactly. So it seems like this caught maybe the top brass by surprise, but maybe there were some supervisors who might have known. That's something that Judge Snow really wants to get to the bottom of. Were there other deputies who were also filming themselves? Is there more evidence about criminal activity that might have been going on, or even traffic stops that might be relevant? And so he's ordered the agency to try to recover all of the footage that might have been captured and make sure that other deputies might not sort of be tempted to destroy it if they think there might be something incriminating on it.
When this was first at least publicly uncovered, you and some of your journalist colleagues were not allowed in the courtroom at that point. What happened there? Why was Judge Snow so close-mouthed about this? Why did you have to leave?
On May 14th, a number of reporters showed up for what we thought was just going to be a hearing about payments from the county to the court-appointed monitor. But then what happened is that hearing ended, and suddenly Sheriff Joe Arpaio was there with an entourage, and it was clear that there was another hearing starting that hadn't been in the court record. And so all of the reporters were surprised by that. When we reconvened at 10 a.m. With the sheriff and with a few new faces, the judge said that there'd been a motion to seal the courtroom because it had to do with an MCSO special operation. Now that the transcripts have been unsealed, they were unsealed just 2 days later, we know that it was because of the ongoing criminal investigation into Armendariz, and it had to do with this wanting to collect the video footage, I'm guessing, and so that they wanted to keep things under wraps because of the ongoing criminal investigation. The fact that Armendariz is now deceased is probably one reason why those documents have been unsealed so quickly.
Let's go back to Armendariz's stash that he had in his garage. When we hear about IDs, social security cards, what could possibly have been involved there? Why would he have had all this stuff in his garage?
Yeah, I mean, that's really the big question. I mean, there's no question that this is really unusual and bizarre. You know, there was a little bit of a clue at one point when, in the very first conversation, when MCSO lawyers brought this to the judge's attention, Judge Snow asked, well, is anyone investigating whether Armendariz might have been shaking down illegal aliens? I mean, and it's worth mentioning that almost half of the IDs that he had in his possession were Mexican issued. So Mexican driver's licenses, Mexican consular IDs, and certainly not all of them. Sort of the other half were Arizona driver's licenses and state IDs or out-of-state IDs as well. But it gives you a sense that there was maybe a disproportionate number of you know, foreign IDs in there. And so that said, and, you know, when the judge asked that question, Chief Deputy Sheridan did say, you know, that suggested that that could be a possibility, and so that was something that they were looking into. And he said, you know, but we're so surprised, why didn't we get any complaints about this? If that was the case, you know, to which plaintiffs have said, to which the ACLU of Arizona says, well, we know the complaint system is broken. That was part of what we were alleging in our case, is that there is mismanagement at this department, and that people who want to make complaints never really get to in a satisfactory way, or they're never really handled appropriately.
Jude, finally, what's next for the investigation? How much intertwining can we possibly expect there to be more of with Armendariz and the overall racial profiling case?
It's certainly an unexpected twist. I mean, things were, I think, just starting to kind of gel a little bit right before this. You know, we had just had Murray Snow kind of have an order saying that the sheriff's office was in compliance, that they had followed something he had asked them to do, you know, something pretty simple, which was to send a message to all of their staff that they understood the order, a summary of the order, and they had followed that, and they're working with the monitor, and it seems sort of like, okay, well, things are going to kind of start going the way that we thought, get onto sort of some kind of normal footing and some kind of rhythm. And I think it's safe to say this has really shaken things up, because actually lawyers from the ACLU suggested that this is going to delay the briefing schedule now in the Ninth Circuit appeal. Because, of course, you know, the Arpaio's is appealing to the Ninth Circuit. Briefs are due for the plaintiffs. They say, you know, we're going to need more time, because this does sort of change some of the arguments that we're going to make. And I think probably the defendants need a little bit of time to digest this as well. So that's one impact that we're already seeing. In terms of what's next, Judge Snow has ordered MCSO to share all of their investigation documents with the U.S. Attorney's Office and with the Maricopa County Attorney's Office, with the idea that if those agencies did want to do their own kind of investigation, they should have that possibility. Because he's concerned, I mean, there's clearly potentially a conflict of interest here. MCSO might not want everything to come out. And we have heard from their lawyers that they hope very much that this is a rogue, standalone case, that this is Armendariz working alone, that there won't be other deputies implicated. But of course, they are allowing for the fact that that might be a possibility. And they've said that they want to get to the bottom of this. And the judge has made very clear in court, he said to Arpaio, according to these court transcripts, it is your job as the sheriff to set the tone that the truth comes out, no matter who it hurts.
KJZZ's Jude Joffe Block, all over the MCSO story. Jude, thanks so much.
Thank you, Steve.